If you have your Bibles, would you turn to John, the first chapter? And we're going to begin at verse 29. And let's see where I'm going to go. I don't need to read all of that. Okay, we're going to go from 29 to 34. I'm going to ask Sister Smith will lead us in that reading.
Amen.
John 1, 29 through 34 in the Gospels.
Amen. These things were done the next day. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me.
Yes.
And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him.
Yes.
And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God."
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen.
I won't be long today. I just want to reemphasize Jesus as the Lamb of God.
Amen.
I just want to spend a little time talking about Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And who he is. He is somebody to take notice of. In this scripture, and this is not in the synoptic gospels, the synoptic gospels are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Why they call them synoptic is because they come from the same view. In other words, they're looking through basically the same tunnel. They watch things and they told about the history and about some of the things that they observed of Jesus. They were almost identical in what they saw and what they wrote. John was a little different. His text comes and calls the humanity of Jesus and also the godliness of Jesus. They share that more than any. There's a balance in his that's way different than the other gospel. And so, and we also know that there was a special relationship that John seemed to have in comparison to all the other apostles. Some say, well, Peter was this way and Paul was this way. But see, all the other apostles died precarious deaths. John lived his life out in prison now, but he lived his life out. But he was responsible for what? Taking care of the mother of Jesus. So he had a special place in the heart of Jesus. This book of John declares to us, especially the divinity of Jesus. In other words, his divineness, his attitude of who he was. Says, in the beginning was the Word. None of the other ones talk about that Word thing. If we didn't have that, to us, we would have been in question of just how much Jesus was God. But when he says, in the beginning was the Word was with God,
amen,
and the Word was God.
Amen.
That declared something that none of the other apostles had declared. That Jesus is God.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad to hear it there, because you go and look for other, you can see things pointing to it, but this man declares. And so it makes you see, wow, this is truly the Lamb of God. said a little bit about what it means to be the Lamb of God. If you look back in the Old Testament and you examine just how much the Lamb meant to their worship and their relationship with God, every year they had to come with a lamb. And they would slay this lamb, and he was the forgiveness of sin for the Israelite people. That lamb had to be done every year. In other words, it was a sacrifice instead of. Because it only lasted for a year. It wasn't real in the sense that it was going to be taking over their sins. But then there was a lamb that came named Jesus. Who was genuinely removing the sins of people. Yes.
Amen.
And therefore, there was no other lamb that was slain after Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because there was no need for it, because Jesus was the fulfillment of the slain Lamb of God. That's who he was. Mm-hmm. He was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world.
Yes,
John declared, John said, behold, the Lamb of God. And see now, what does that word behold mean? I think I heard somebody say, yeah, Reverend, what does it mean? That word behold means to examine, to look at, to take account of, to understand what it means that this Jesus means. Behold, in other words, look at this man and see who he is. Examine him. Does he walk right? What does he sound like? What does he look like? What is he able to do?
Come on.
Only the Lamb of God can do this. This is Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus was sent by God to do the work that only the true Lamb could do. He was the source of life. He was the light of humankind.
Come on.
The other lambs, they failed. They just couldn't maintain. But this lamb kept on replenishing day in and day out, taking care of the children of God, forgiving the sins of many. All that call on the name of the Lord shall be forgiven. We were forgiven by the Lamb of God because he had right to do that. He had the power to do that. He was anointed to do that. And the other lambs just laid there. And after they used them for a certain period of time, they would throw them out, burn them up. And they were done. There are two things. Now, wait a minute. First of all, I want you to look, before I say two things, look at Isaiah 53:7. Just for a moment. I won't take you long here. I know I'm going on the wrong path. I said I'm going to take long. I said it's going to take me longer, y'all.
Right.
Pray with me. Pray with me. Isaiah 53. And I'm going to look at verse 7.
Who believed that report? Who have believed that report?
Now you in the same ballpark. And look what it says about him. Look at verse, 53:7. It says he was oppressed. And he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. This is the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, the other lambs, when they cut him, they was,
Said
he opened not his mouth. And he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. This is what Isaiah said before he even did it.
That's right.
Before Jesus even came, the recording was in the books that he was going to come. Said he a lamb to slaughter. As a sheep before its shearer is dumb. You know, when the sheep, you ever see them when they taking the sheep and shearing them, they ain't saying nothing. They just sitting there and they can twist their necks almost around and they shave the hair, the wool of the sheep, and the sheep would just lay there and just take it all in. He said he was, and so he opened not his mouth. This is what Isaiah had predicted that Jesus would do. And Jesus truly took on the sins of the world and opened not his mouth. Said not a mumbling word. He said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. So God, if you declare that I need to do this, I'm going to do what you said that I should do. going back, 2 points that I want to get over is the first thing about this lamb is he was innocent.
Yes, sir.
Not that the other lambs were guilty, but Jesus was innocent.
Amen.
Innocence was placed on the chopping block for sin. Uh-huh. Innocence. He was pure in his innocence. And the thing about it is, he never lost his innocence.
Never.
Even though he took on the sins of the world, he never became a sinner. Uh-huh. He took on the sins of the world, but he never became a sinner.
Come on,
hallelujah, God. He was pure. Amen. He was pure in his presence, his presentation. He never was stained by the power of sin. You and I are stained by it every day, but he cleanses us every day from our unrighteousness. We do a sin today, it's staining us, leaving a mark, but it's going to be all right because he said, I came to lift up you from sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Sin has no power over you. Sin has no dominion over you. If you proclaim the name of Jesus, you're forgiven every day. You're forgiven daily for our sins. Thank God. We're not held accountable. Thank you, Jesus. He knows how much we can bear. He knows how we're going to deal with the troubles. He said, I'll be with you. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. My rod and my staff, comfort. Hallelujah, God. So the first thing, that the lamb was innocent. And the next thing about a lamb is it's gentle. A lamb is a gentle animal. Jesus is gentle. In other words, he still said, come all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I know what you done yesterday. I know what you done the day before. Come on. Bring it all to me. Come on, and I'll walk with you. We'll talk with you a long life's way. Just come on with it. Whatever you got, it's all right now, because I am the keeper of the kingdom of God. I am the way maker of it. I am him that was sent, the Savior. Come on with it. What you got? You can't hide from me. I'm here waiting for you. Whosoever will let it come, the Bible says. He's coming for it. He's ready to take us in.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I don't care how bad it's been.
Glory.
How much life has been messed up. It's all right.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said, I'm with you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, he was truly the Lamb of God.
Lamb.
Truly the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Those two characters of a lamb, innocence and gentleness, are genuine for only a lamb, because most animals are not gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Most animals are going to respond
in
a way that's different.
Yes.
But Jesus showed us how the true lamb is. Now, what did this lamb do? See, when John declared it, he says, behold the lamb which taketh away. The lamb came to take away. What did he come to take away? The sins of the world. The lamb came to take away the sins of the world. So no matter what it goes on, no matter how difficult it looks, no matter how much stuff you done, no matter how much stuff I done, I can still lean on the everlasting arms of my Savior. He's going to be able to say to me, well done. And not because of I done so well, but because of him loving me so much, that he had so much power.
Yes,
he had such an anointing that when he touched me, everything about me went and became clean. I'm a whole new creature in Christ. Old things passed away. All things become new in Jesus Christ. I know he's all right, somebody. I know he's all right.
Yes, sir. Yes,
only he and he alone could put us in that status. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my. I'm reminded of I got a first cousin.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
That he's my age. I might be a year older than him. But he was from Atlantic City, and they would come down to the country, and his older brother, who was the cousin of mine, named, there's a man that my cousin named Rudy. And Rudy used, he was very heavy, and his older brother would always, when he came to Delaware, down at home, you know, he came and thought he was from the big Atlantic City. We were from the country. And his cousin would tell him, says, Russell Wendell. And of course, I would always get him down. And once I got him on his back, I didn't have to worry about him because he was so heavy, he couldn't get up. He was just, now I'm talking, we were 7, 8, 9, 10 years old when he did that. When we were about 45 years old, we were at a funeral. And now he had grown to be this big monster. And he came to me and says, I owe you. 40-some years later now, I owe you. I said, oh my God. I said, what for? You know how you used to put me down? You got it coming. And ain't no smile on it, man. I mean, this is a big Negro. You know, he's one of my grandfather's offsprings. You can look at him. He's just huge. And he looks at me and says, you got it coming. My brother, who is a little bit bigger than I am, my youngest brother, he's close to the same height. He came over to him. He saw something was going on. And my brother was about 5 years younger than me. And he saw, I guess, my mannerisms. And he came over and said, what's going on? What's going on? And so now he's looking at Rudy. Rudy didn't like him because this one had no patience with Rudy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was younger, way younger than Rudy, but he loved to fight.
Yeah.
So he came up front of me and said, what's going on? I said, well, I think we're all right, ain't we, Rudy? He said, yeah, we're all right. My brother walked in for me.
Yeah.
But Rudy would never forgive me of my sin. And when my mom was living with us just several years ago, he called on the phone. I answered the phone. I said, who is this? He said, this is Rudy. Is your mom there? I said, yeah. He said, give me your mom, but I still got to get with you, boy. So in his mind, I guess he's going to take it to our death that he will not forgive me. And I'm so glad that I have a forgiver. Because see, I mean, even though we were wrestling as boys and we were, you know, that's just what we did. He didn't like it. He was mad because I won. And now he's taking on me as if I was a mean person to him. And it was just, I won't let him be me. But he carried that burden. He still carries it. I almost want to call him. He's bedridden now and talking stuff to me. I'm still going to get you. You hear what I'm saying? He's bedridden. He can't walk. He's still going to get me. He's mad at me. I got that. You know, I told his brother, his brother named Gerald, I said, Gerald, we both have a brother named Gerald. I said, you got to tell him something because he can't walk with that like that. He can't carry that to his dad.
Let it go.
But he's telling me he's going to get me. He cannot forget me. But I'm glad there's one.
Yes, sir.
That is able to forgive me for all my
wrongs. Yes, sir.
One that looks high and looks low and knows all about the struggle. And his name is Jesus. He's able to forgive me of the true forgiveness. He forgives us of all of our unrighteousness. He's able to cleanse us from all of the wrong that we've done. He's able to do that. The God of our salvation, named Jesus the Christ. Amen. I'm glad. I'm glad I didn't have to go through Rudy. If I did, I was in trouble. Yeah. Well, the simplest to take away also means he takes away the sins of the world. Yes. Also means to lift your burdens.
Yes, sir.
He lifts your burdens.
Thank you, Lord.
The burdens that you have, you can say, Jesus has lifted my burdens. You feel a whole lot different when you know that Jesus can take away your burdens.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know the only way he does that is if you trust him.
Trust him.
If you don't trust him, how does he take away your burdens? He doesn't take away your burdens if you don't trust him.
That's right.
It's those who believe in him and trust in him. He will take away your burden. But if you hang on to your burdens and say, no, he can't do it. I still got these burdens myself. then you have not learned to trust in Jesus.
Trust in the Lord.
When you trust in him, that means you depend on him. Everything that he says that is true. And that he, when he tells you something about how to live, that it was true to its core. Mm-hmm. Also, Jesus has bared our burdens.
Yeah.
Also to lift. To lift means to, he has bared our burdens. Lift them. He's bared our burdens. He's taken away from us.
Yes, sir.
He is the Lamb of God who truly takes away the sins of the world.
Yes.
It's so interesting to me too, at one point that I probably missed that I really should get in here, is that when John the Baptist saw, and John said, I didn't know him.
Uh-huh.
But yet you remember they met when they were in the womb?
Yeah.
He said, I didn't know him, but I know that he is the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
And John declares it. How did he know? Jesus didn't tell him. So who told John that Jesus was the one? Because John, even John was in prison one time, and he said, is Jesus the one, or shall we look for another? And John declared before, when Jesus came down the Jordan River, he said, this is the Lamb who take away the sins of the world. How did he know? He only could have known that by God himself. The Bible clearly declares that it was by God he knew who Jesus was. This is the man that takes away. He said, I'm not worthy to unlatch the tie strings of his shoe. I'm not worthy to do that. But this is truly the Lamb of God. Now, John was a great witness for it. So the question goes, as I close, are we being a witness for who the Lamb of God is? Because see, the Lamb of God is pure. But the Lamb of God demands from you and me to tell somebody how good he is. It's our job to tell the world that Jesus saves. It's our God to tell the world that Jesus makes whole. Our job to tell the world that there's only one God, and his name is Jehovah God, and he has God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is our way maker. He is our deliverer. He can make a way through all the troubles we're having. He can break down barriers in your life. He can make things whole in your life. This man named Jesus, I'm glad that I know him. I know you are too. I'm glad that he's my Savior. I'm glad that he is all that I need. I can look around and try to find ways to get through this life. But all I need to go is to the Savior. All I need to do is look on Jesus. I know you said you'll be with me. I know you said you'll walk with me. And I trust God. If you trust him and believe in him, he'll see you through. He'll make a way out of no way.
Amen.
That's the God we serve. I'm glad about it, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that I have beheld the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Tell the world to behold the Lamb of God. Tell your children to behold the Lamb of God. In other words, examine him and see who he is. Because there's none like him. Thank you, Lord, for being that Lamb for us. Aren't you all right about that? Let's give a hand praise, sir. Thank you, Lord, that we are the Lamb. And as Jesus was closing down, going on his way, one of John's apostles says, where do you live? And Jesus said, come and see. That was the invitation.
Yes.
That's what we need to know, is that he says, come and see. He invited them to get closer to him.
Yes.
Come and see. That's what we got to tell the world. We got to tell our family, come and see.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk? You want to find out who Jesus is? Come and see.
Uh-huh.
See who he is. Examine him. Behold the Lamb of God. That's what we have to tell our family. Behold the Lamb of God. Use those words just like right out of the text. Behold the Lamb of God. I know they're going to say, what would behold mean? Who are you talking to? You'll explain to them. Examine. Look at him. See who he is. Tell him. That's our responsibility, church. That's why he had the apostles. So they could tell everybody to come and see. Come and look. Find out about it. And when you find out about him, you surely know he truly is the Son of God. Because ain't nobody can do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody can do me like the Lord. Ain't nobody. Oh, thank you, Lord. All of God's children say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Give him a hand, praise church.